This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the government's vision to empower rural India by transforming villages into vibrant centers of growth and opportunity. The Prime Minister highlighted that since 2014, the government has been continuously serving rural India with the priority of providing a dignified life to the people of the villages. He added that the government has launched a campaign to ensure basic amenities in every village. The Prime Minister made these remarks while addressing the gathering after inaugurating the six-day Grameen Bharat Mahotsav, which is being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Mr. Modi said that the launch of the PM Janman Yojana for the development of tribal areas is ensuring equal rights for regions. As a result of these efforts, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty, with the majority being from rural areas. Addressing the event, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that several schemes are being implemented for the welfare and economic empowerment of the poor, farmers, youth and women. She highlighted that at this Mahotsav, products from tribals and the Northeast, for which artisans have been given collateral-free bank loans, will be showcased at the stall set up at Bharat Mandapam. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government will bear the cost of transportation and storage to bridge the price gap between producing and consuming states. During a review meeting with the agriculture ministers of the states and union territories in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan informed that this year the growth rate of the agriculture sector and allied sectors is likely to be between 3.5% and 4%. The minister also informed that under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, an amount of around 3.46 lakh crore rupees has been distributed to 11 crore farmers in 18 installments. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav today highlighted that draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 have provisions to protect citizens' data and safeguard their rights. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, the minister said that the draft rules consist of three major components. These are the provisions to protect the personal data of citizens, the measures to prevent digital risks that children may face, and the provisions to enable citizens to easily exercise their rights. Mr. Vaishnav said these rules are pragmatic and balanced. The Union Health Ministry today convened a joint monitoring group meeting in view of rising cases of respiratory illnesses in China in the past few weeks. The meeting was held under the chairmanship of the Director General of Health Services in New Delhi. After detailed discussions and based on the currently available information, it was agreed that the situation in China is not unusual in view of the ongoing flu season. The ministry said in a statement that it is closely monitoring the situation in China through all available channels, and the World Health Organization has been requested to share timely updates regarding the situation. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, inspected the Omkareshwar Floating Solar Project in Khandwa District in Madhya Pradesh today. The Omkareshwar Floating Solar Project is the first in Madhya Pradesh and one of the largest floating solar projects in the country. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today urged children not to take stress during exams and to be passionate about life. Interacting with children at the Exam Warriors Art Festival hosted by NDMC in Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav emphasized that actors and sportspersons perform well because they are passionate about their work. In Hockey India League, Shachirar Bengal Tigers clinched a comfortable 4-1 win against the Delhi SG Pipers at the Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela this evening. For Bengal, Jugrat Singh scored 2 goals and Sukhjeet Singh and Abhishek Nain 1 each. The Tigers, which make it 3 wins out of 3, go top of the table with 9 points. In Indian Super League football, FC Goa thumped Odisha FC 4-2 at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.